1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After failing to pass a Senate comprehensive foreign aid and U.S. border funding package, the impact is being felt by border agents. ABC's Stephen Portnoy says thousands of detained migrants could now be released.
It's described as a multi-million dollar shortfall that could result in a drop-off in deportations and thousands of migrants released from detention. The Homeland Security Department blames Congress for failing to pass a bipartisan border agreement that would have infused the agency with billions. Republican opponents said the measures in the package didn't go far enough to earn their support.
House Speaker Mike Johnson also defending the House vote to impeach Homeland Secretary Mayorkas over his handling of the border. The big chill is on after yesterday's snowstorm in the Northeast, along with digging out icy roads are the concern today. And happening now in Kansas City, fans are out celebrating the Chiefs with a parade honoring the team's Super Bowl win against the 49ers. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new set of district boundaries for the state legislature waits for Governor Evers' signature. Republican lawmakers passed Evers' maps yesterday. Democrats, like Senator Jeff Smith, say Republicans only did it to beat the Wisconsin Supreme Court to the job.
Throwing the will of the people out the door and going right back to the old ways of the legislature protecting themselves, the majority protecting themselves.
The High Court says Wisconsin's current maps are unconstitutional. The top high school graduates in Wisconsin would get automatic admission to a University of Wisconsin school under a bill that's coming out of the legislature. Grads in the top 5% would be automatically accepted at Madison and top 10% students everywhere else. It's part of the diversity deal lawmakers made with the UW system. It now goes to the governor. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
1490 The Eagle, La Crosse. I'm Jimmy Cuska. La Crosse Mayor Mitch Reynolds says the passage of an ordinance allowing accessory dwelling units, which are livable structures on the property of a main dwelling, will provide more living options for La Crosse residents.
You may have heard the City Council has approved the accessory dwelling units. They're basically little places to live that are on the same lots as a primary residence. They'll basically just provide additional housing options in La Crosse.
The ordinance passed the city council earlier this month. At last night's Town of Onalaska meeting, residents made their case for allowing ATVs and UTVs on county highways. Currently, they are banned in the township from driving on main roads. Supporters of lifting the ban said people are still going to drive the vehicles, but take their business elsewhere. Opponents cite safety issues in more populated areas. The town board voted to send the current ordinance back to committee for review. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory from midnight until 6 a.m. tomorrow. 2 to 4 inches of snow are possible overnight. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on Eagle 1490 AM WLCX and the Civic Media app.
Baseball gets underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Major League Baseball teams in Arizona's Cactus League begin today. The Cubs and the White Sox each have pitchers and catchers reporting today. The Brewers get started tomorrow with their season opener Thursday, March 28th at Citi Field against the New York Mets. Men's college basketball. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a win on the road at Butler, 78-72. That's the eighth win in a row for the Golden Eagles. Marquette ranked fourth in the nation. In Madison, Wisconsin snapped a four-game losing streak by beating Ohio State at home. The Badgers 62, the Buckeyes 54. Wisconsin's Stephen Kroll and A.J. Storr, each with double-doubles in scoring and rebounding. NBA, the Bucks lost again, this time at home against the Heat, 123-97. Head coach Doc Rivers made this interesting statement.
We get our personality from the offensive end, and we don't want that. We want to get our personality from playing hard and doing defensive things.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Warm and into the mid-40s for this Valentine's Day, but Old Man Winter returns his love with breezy winds and cloudy skies and a wintry mix striking after 5. It'll flip to all snow overnight and lay down around 2 to 5 inches, and the snow could be heavy at times. Currently, it's 39.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. News talk for Homan, Onalaska, and of course, La Crosse. Eagle 1490 WLCX, the talk of La Crosse.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastically talented Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board and taking your phone calls as well. It is Wednesday, February 14th, 2024, Crossover Wednesday. It is also Mr. Zommers.
Pump Day!
That's right, a Valentine camel for you. And speaking of Valentines, we are honored, we are fortunate and blessed to have our very own Valentine from Civic Media and also the Courier Newsroom from Up North News Radio from Lake Wissota, the balmy and romantic Lake Wissota. If you have a Valentine's date, what better place to do it than Lake Wissota, our very own Pat Kreitlow.
I thought you were going to say the balmy and romantic Pat Kreitlow. Just,
It could be.
Doing what I can here to be your huckleberry. So,
you know. Happy Valentine's, Mr. Kreitlow. Did you have a special plan for your lovely and talented wife and you tonight?
Yeah, she's working tonight.
Oh, well, all right.
Well, I'll see her tomorrow sometime. We exchanged gifts yesterday.
Aww. And
like I was saying before to Christina Lurie yesterday on our radio show, you know, you get relationships either of a certain age or a certain length, and it's not nearly as big a deal. When you're young, you want to do something on Valentine's Day night, right. And it's not exactly the same as at Christmas time, but it's that thing where it's like she'll take the overnight shift,
right,
to make sure that other people who want to make the most of the holiday can. And plus we're going to run away next week for a little winter getaway. So we're covered, you know.
Good.
This is our 40th Valentine's Day. So we're doing
congrats.
All right.
Congrats. Better than most. So fantastic. Good for you guys. Yeah. Yesterday yesterday was Mardi Gras. Today is Lent. Pat Kreitlow, anything that you're giving up for Lent this year?
No, not can't say that I am. And Lord knows there are things I should be giving up.
I am, you know, every year I try to think of something, and usually it's the same thing every year. This year,
sarcasm?
For Lent, this year for Lent, I'm giving up abstinence. So right there, so, somebody has to do it.
Well, good luck with that.
So,
great. Are we back to the cowboy episode from last week now?
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know. For people who observe, it's lots of fish this time of year. Wisconsin fish fries always do well, and on Friday nights in particular. So, good luck to them.
Yes, they do, and I love those. I've got a great fish fry place near me, and like I said, Wisconsin loves a good fish fry. Remember when we interviewed Governor Evers at the start of the year, we had to make sure one of the questions was favorite fish fry. And for him, he said, you know, you can't get perch as much as you used to, but you cannot beat a good perch fish fry.
No, you can't. Would you like to, or do you want to keep it secret for people who might be listening in the WCFW, Eau Claire Chippewa Falls, your favorite place?
No, it's hardly a secret. I live right across the bridge from the edge here on Lake Wissota. And You know, it is, you know, it's just your classic, you know, dive bar where you can pull in with your boat, gas up your boat, or, you know, if you're on the road or anything. So there's nothing fancy, but man, the way they have their deep fried fish on the buffet on Friday nights is, in my mind, second to none. It is some good stuff. And there's plenty of other good places, but that's our old reliable over
here. Well, fantastic. Well, this summer when I come up, I'll buy you and your lovely wife a fish fry. How about that? We'll go out and enjoy it.
I'd like that very much.
I'll buy a fish fry if I get a ride on the pontoon boat.
Oh, easy. Can do. Like I said, we got to do the show from the pontoon.
We will. Coming up on the second hour, for those of you who are either in love, looking for love, or in all seriousness, sometimes this day can be a bit hard for people who are single. Our guru of love from RelationshipQuotient.com, Kira Sabin, is back on the program. It's been a while. She is here live and in person and is going to spend the entire hour talking about love, relationships, what you can do on Valentine's Day for a significant other, and why we can still love ourselves and be happy even if we're single, like, you know, like Toddy on a Valentine's Day. So that'll be fantastic. And then Kira's going to stick around for hour two and do a little guest hosting in hour number two as well. For those of you wondering, Trigvi Olsen usually joins Pat and I on Wednesday. He was here yesterday as he is traveling. So appreciate Pat hanging around for till the bottom of the hour today. Pat, I tuned in for about an hour of your show today. I'm not sure if you talked about it or exactly.
That's longer than I can stand. So good for you. I mean, Jesus.
I found out fantastic, well, not only on education, which of course is important, but Pat does this great thing today in history and also kind of current news, and I found out that the inventor of the Pop-Tart has passed away.
Yes. I don't have the guy's name in front of me anymore, but yeah, he was instrumental with Kellogg's and Keebler in inventing the Pop-Tart, and it's where I learned today that some people are team Pop-Tart, some people are team Toaster Strudel. Mr. Alba?
I go both ways.
You go both ways.
When it comes to breakfast food, yes. I like both.
You are amber pastrious, I guess, would be.
That's fantastic. Amber pastrious. That's really good. Yes. Services for the inventor of the Pop-Tart will be held. The short service, if you like light brown, will be held at 11 o'clock, and then a darker one at 2, and then the entire toaster at 4 in the afternoon.
I was going to say, do they drop him in a toaster like the mascot at the Pop-Tarts bowl? He got to live long enough to see that, which is either what killed him or helped him go off on a happy note here.
You know he'll be cremated. I mean, he's not going to. Yeah, that's the only way.
Got to be.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, much more serious. As I said, I didn't only listen to part of the show, but more serious note here. I want to get your take on this. Big news here. We broke it, or it happened during our show yesterday. The Republican legislature passed Governor Tony Evers' map bill, largely, the maps as Governor Evers had submitted them. It appears to me, Pat Kreitlow, the only caveat or the only real, and we don't really know, do we, whether this is a change or not, whether the Republicans in the legislature passed it, these maps would not take effect until November. But I'm not sure that we really know that whatever the Supreme Court would send out would apply immediately to a special election this year, or whether it too would be not in effect until November. On the Senate side, a Democrat, Bob Wirch, voted in favor of it. So he joined other Republicans. So technically it was bipartisan. And in the Assembly, it was Representative Sylvia Ortiz-Velez, Democrat of Milwaukee, also joined Assembly Republicans in passing the measure 63-33. First of all, Pat, I guess, what do you make of the legislature passing this? And now it goes to the governor's desk, which he is on record of saying he'll sign it.
I wish I would have known for sure that you were going to ask me that. I would have asked Aaron to cue up Admiral Akbar from Star Wars going, it's a trap, because that's what a lot of people suspect is going on here. For the Republicans in the legislature to do something that appears to be the right thing and appears to be selfless, needless to say, has a lot of people wondering what's going on. And here's the parallel that I would draw. And it's happened in multiple states. Ohio is one of the most extreme examples, but I believe we've seen it in Mississippi and North Carolina, where old maps were supposed to be dead with a stake driven through their hearts. And managed to stick around again. Mm. And so you've heard me say a couple of different times that Republicans would love to find a way to get the U.S. Supreme Court, the six right-wing justices on that court, to find any reason to take this up in federal court, even though they shouldn't, and then tap dance long enough, delay long enough, that these maps can't be used. Now, people have said, wait a minute here. The Wisconsin Supreme Court said on that December Friday that the current unconstitutional maps cannot be used anymore. Mm-hmm. So we're in some kind of a gray area. And I would say no. I'd say that, yeah, the court can say that, but the court doesn't administer elections. And the Wisconsin Elections Commission is going to get to March 15th and beyond, and they're going to need something. And there have been multiple states where maps were supposed to be dead and gone, gerrymandered maps that got used again because of delay tactics, and that's the rat that I smell in all this.
So let's kind of explain this to folks, Pat, because not everybody follows this stuff like you and I do. You're a former state senator on the Democratic side. I worked for Republicans in the state legislature. On its face, it appears that, oh, well, this is what Democrats and Governor Evers asked for. It's his maps. Why wouldn't he sign them? And to your point, what is allegedly perhaps going on is that people like Robin Voss in the Assembly and Devin Lemahieu in the Senate are saying all the right things. Oh, you got us, basically. We have a gun to our head politically. We have to do this. Governor Evers gets a big win, and we're not going to muck around with this. But behind the scenes, there are Republican sympathizing type of groups or actors who then could bring a lawsuit challenging these very maps and trying to get the federal court to weigh in, which then could delay everything past the deadline for the Wisconsin Election Commission, which coming up in March, they have to have a date certain to say, hey, if you want to run for Assembly or Senate, you have to start your nomination papers in this spring, and we have to have these printed up. So the whole thing is about potentially, keyword potentially, delaying this to the point where the courts then have to say, well, we can't decide it in time for the Wisconsin Election Commission, so I guess we're just going to have to run on these maps one more time. Do I have that right?
Yeah, and we've only got 1 month to go. It's February 14th, and we're looking at a March 15th deadline, approximately. It could wiggle a little bit, but only by so much, again, because there has to be certainty in what districts people are running in. You can't go out and meet voters who can't end up voting for you if they draw the lines. And so, you know, if you get a sense of urgency listening to programs like this, it's because the people who are involved in this understand the ticking clock here, and that as slowly as courts can move sometimes, either by intention or not, there is still, in my mind, room for this all to fall apart.
So I don't really disagree with anything you've said, and I get the kind of the in the weeds political navigation here. What I'm concerned about is that now it's kind of a political trap almost for Democrats, because yes, today that came out, Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition, Wisconsin A League of Women Voters, and the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign have all come out with a statement urging Governor Evers to sign these maps. So now you have the main group that was fighting for fair maps in Wisconsin saying, hey, maybe it's not 100% and we understand what's going on here, but sign this, Governor. This is what we've been asking for. And if Tony Evers wants to run for a third term, Pat, I don't see how he can't sign it. We'll come back and get Pat. I'm sorry, I set him up, but then I can't let him speak. We're going to come back. Stay tuned. What a cliffhanger. What does Pat Kreitler have to say about that? Are the Democrats in a political trap or not? We'll come back next to the Todd Hubbell Show on the Civic Media Ready Network.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM WLCX, and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Suntan toes tickling the sand, cold drink chilling in my right hand, watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving when the sun.
Welcome back to the Tallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's 20 past the hour of 12 noon on Valentine's Day, Wednesday, February 14th, 2024. Next week, Mr. Kreitler will be observing some sunsets, I'm sure. Take a little well-deserved time off, but he is here today with us, and so happy he is, joining us live from Lake Wistona. You can hear his program every morning from 6 until 8, courtesy of the Courier Newsroom on Civic Media. Always a great listen. Was listening this morning. Before the break, before I so rudely went up against the clock, Pat, we are talking about this issue. There was Republican-controlled legislature, other than one Democrat in the Assembly and one Democrat in the State Senate. Otherwise, it was Republicans passing Governor Evers' maps that he had submitted to the Supreme Court earlier this year. And their argument is, look, this is what you said you wanted. The governor is on record of saying if they sent, I think the exact quote was, I'll believe it when I see it. And then in another program, he was asked point-blank range, will you sign it? And he said, why wouldn't I? And Pat made the point in the first segment that, look, there is a chance here for this to all happen, governor to sign it. And sure, maybe it won't be Voss or LeMahieu or an actual member of the legislature, but a right-leaning, sympathizing organization could bring a lawsuit that would delay things, which would essentially mean the current maps would be in effect one more election cycle. Before the break, I asked Pat today, Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition, Wisconsin League of Women Voters, and the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign all came out with a joint statement urging the governor to sign this. My question to you, Pat Kreitler, as a former state senator on the Democratic side of the aisle, is this a political trap for Democrats if Evers doesn't sign it?
The funny thing is that we don't know. We don't know, and I'm sure that if it's all actually quite innocent, you know, some of us will look downright conspiratorial, and I don't necessarily like that. Mm-hmm. The groups like the Fair Maps Coalition and others, they're doing exactly what they should do. It's not their job to second guess motives. They have maps in front of them that have been adjudicated essentially as fair, and so if there's a chance for fair maps to go in, that's fine. So I don't fault any of the groups involved for you know, doing, for saying the right things about this. It's the governor who could go one of two ways. He could say, yes, I did say I would sign my own maps because they're my maps. If you send them back to me, I'll sign them. And that's what people expect him to do. But if I were, I would not be surprised if people were advising him that he could just as easily say, you guys had your chance to do that. I sent you my maps. You rejected them. You even went so far as to alter them to try to save your butts by moving some lines to protect some Republican incumbents. You can't be trusted. This process is already going in the Supreme Court where the consultants have looked at proposals and one of them will be picked. You guys, as a Republican legislature who frankly are serving here improperly because of the rigged maps, are no longer have a role to play in this. There's just no sense of trust. Now, would he get dinged for that? Of course he would. But he's not up for election this year. And it's not going to be, you know, a factor if he were to run for a third term. Andrew's asking on Facebook, Pat, are you saying you don't trust the Wisconsin GOP? I'm going to have to go with yes. I do not trust the Wisconsin GOP.
844-967-2789. If you have a question for Pat Kreitlow, 844-967-2789, or want to weigh in on this map issue, you can also text us on the Civic Media app. Let's go over to Jack in Merrimack. Jack, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Well, first of all, these maps are not Evers' preferred maps. They are maps that were essentially forced on him by this so-called least change rule, and he just simply outmaneuvered the legislature to give some least change maps that just didn't give the whole shop away to the legislature. So these are not fair maps. These are maps essentially designed by this least change rule via the legislature. Second thing is, these maps have already been to the courts and to the Supreme Court, and the U.S. Supreme Court said, these maps are not constitutional. So you know for sure that they're, at a minimum, they're up for some kind of litigation. The whole idea of this by the legislature is, of course, to try to again, continue consolidating their power, and what they're going to do, I am reasonably certain, perhaps not the legislature themselves, but certainly their allies, they're going to take these maps to the Supreme Court again. The Supreme Court's going to say, oh, we need some time to look at this. Meantime, you got to use the same maps you've always had.
Mm-hmm.
My personal opinion, this is a bunch of bunk and baloney. Mm-hmm. It's further political maneuvering by an arrogant legislature that is doing everything they possibly can to keep control and keep power, and Evers should veto those maps.
Jack,
they are definitely not fair maps.
Thanks. Always appreciate the call, Jack. Jack and Merrimack. Pat, what say you?
You couldn't even see my lips moving as Jack was saying all the things that were on my mind. The only thing that I think I might take issue with, and I'd want to double check, but when he referred to Evers' proposals and lease changes, that was the Evers' proposals a couple of years back for the maps that we have right now. The Evers' proposal they're talking about and considering right now is actually a clean proposal that isn't part of the least changes approach. But I can understand, where people might think that we're talking about the Evers proposals from a couple of years back when he had to abide by the wrongfully decided least changes standard to the maps.
Right. If I'm advising Governor Evers, and Lord knows I'm not, but if I'm one of his inside advisors politically, I tell him to sign it. Because it's the best thing for him to do politically, and he's keeping his word that he made very, very publicly.
Yes.
I think the big mistake that he and his advisors made, and maybe it wasn't a mistake, I think the guy's just too honest. I mean, you probably know much better than I do. I mean, I was in some meetings with him when my former boss was in the legislature, and what you see, that's what you get. He's a very chill, honest guy behind closed doors, and he's very common sense. So when reporters say, well, would you sign him? I think he's just kind of like, sure, yeah, absolutely. And I think maybe the mistake they made is he should have said, let's wait and see, give that definitive answer.
Tony Evers is not a partisan animal. And, let's be honest, you and I both know, plenty of Democrats and some of them who are very much in the rough and tumble world of party politics. And they wish that he was more of a brawler and, looking for ways to exact revenge and all that. Mm-hmm. The reason he broke through a very crowded primary and got elected and defeated an incumbent governor is because he is not hyper-partisan. He is honest. Some say to a fault. What you see is what you get. And so, it would very much work in his favor to do that. And I'm not saying it's wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, there's reason to be suspicious of how this process unfolds once he signs those maps.
Yeah, totally agree. We shall. It'd be very. It is a high stakes game of political chess, is it not?
Four D. I don't have that 4D. Many D's to. Yeah.
Well, Pat Kreitlow, you enjoy your Valentine's in Lake Wissota. Thanks for spending some extra time with us. Enjoy your week off. We'll see you in a couple of weeks, my friend.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Thank you so much, Pat Kreitlow. Every morning from 6 until 8 on the Lake Wissota Radio Network. We'll talk to you on the other side, talking about Derek Van Orten and Ukraine. Don't go anywhere. It's the Tom Ball Show on Civic Media.
Hi, this is Dr. Tim Slecker.
And this is Dr. Johnny Lupinacci.
On Wednesday, the empowering duo behind Educators Amplified join us again to talk shop. Schools.
Matt Nair.
Nair on Air.
I want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and has started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Happy Valentine's Day. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Wednesday. Our relationship with the weather has been challenging this winter. For the past 3 weeks, we were seeing unseasonably warm temperatures. This week, the chill is back in the air. But really, that swing in weather has not been good for rural roads. This is according to Jerry Durr. He's the president of the Wisconsin Towns Association out of Dane County.
This is kind of the worst weather we could have for roads. There's very little frost in the roads. I mean, people are putting in field tile on some of our farm fields out there. I had a guy plowing a food plot yesterday with a moldboard plow. And he said it worked better than it did in the spring last year. So that's what we're up against. And we know the cold weather is going to come back. I mean, we all hope that this is really spring, but I think it's a false spring like we've run into before. Yeah. There are places where they're already putting the flags up on some of the roads, and I tell you, we'll seriously look at that in the next several weeks.
Jerry Durr, along with us, president of the Wisconsin Towns Association. Posted roads are the target for the new Agricultural Road Improvement Program. The first round of these grants are now available for local governments to apply through the Department of Transportation. We'll take a look at our midday commodity markets next.
Fabulous Farm Babe, glad to be joined in studio today by Doug Munson. He is the gentleman that is working in conjunction with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board to make things happen here in the state of Wisconsin. What starts in Wisconsin can have a ripple effect across the United States.
That's what we always hope for, is what are those ripple effects? You know, for every dollar that's invested, it's a return of $12.34. You know, how those investments really bring value, they can be debated or they can be looked at in many different ways. Biodiesel brings, I think we say over a dollar now, you know, years ago before inflation, we'll say it was 63 cents to a bushel of soybeans that brought that value. Whether it's 63 cents or it's $1.34, which we've heard as high as that amount. That's a huge amount of value to your bushel of soybeans. So those are the things that are ripple effects, right, that can start in Wisconsin or sometimes at the national level, but have big, big impact in the world of soybean.
Doug Munson, in studio with me on behalf of the Wisconsin Soybean Association and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, the financial driving force behind our research that's done here in the state of Wisconsin. For more, pop on over to cornsoyexpo.org.
Commodity markets are in the red midday on a Wednesday. Cash corn is down a nickel and a half at 425 and a quarter. December new crop corn is down 4.25 cents at 465 and a half. Cash beans are down 2.75 at 1183 and a half. And November new crop beans are down a penny and a quarter at 1164 a bushel. And July new crop wheat is trading down 11.75 cents at 586. The March Class 3 milk contract is trading down 4 cents at 1739 a hundredweight. The April contract is down 15 cents at 1752. And if we look ahead to the May contract, that's down 17 cents at 1775 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Warm and into the mid-40s for this Valentine's Day, but Old Man Winter returns his love with breezy winds and cloudy skies and a wintry mix striking after 5. It'll flip to all snow overnight and lay down around 2 to 5 inches, and the snow could be heavy at times. It's 40 degrees at our studios.
I'm Earl Ingram. It's Black History Month, and I'm honored to welcome special guests to talk about it. On Thursday, February 15th, I'll be joined by Reggie Jackson at 8 a.m. to talk about the important messages he brings to rural communities across our state and the impact history has on us today.
Don't miss the Earl Ingram Show with special guests throughout Black History Month here on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Mississippi to our left, Granddad on the right. We're right in the middle. Eagle 1490 WLCX, the talk of La Crosse.
Oh, yeah.
back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon on this Wednesday, hump day, February 14th, 2024, Valentine's Day. Kira's not on for another half an hour, Mr. Zommers.
Well, I can play it again.
You're getting very anxious, aren't you?
No, I just think that song is hilarious.
It is a funny song. It is a really funny song. Kira Sabin, our guru of love, is going to be here. She is a life coach, a relationship coach, and going to be talking about all things relationships and love. And if you're single, what you can do to be happy on this Valentine's Day. We should always be happy with ourselves first, right? So doing that and also taking calls. Right here, live in the studio, going to be sitting right beside me. So get your dialing fingers ready. If you have a relationship question, a love question, get ready. Kira Sabin will be here for the entire second hour. And then she's going to stick around to do some guest hosting as well. So looking forward to having Kira Sabin here live and in person here on the show this afternoon. Off the text line here, Jack from Merrimack. Talking about the subject here, we were just talking about last segment on the maps in terms of the Republican legislature passing Governor Tony Evers' maps that he had submitted. And now awaiting to see whether Governor Evers is going to sign them or not. He's on the record of saying he will, but we want to thank Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio for being here last half hour and walking us through the reason that he would not do that. And that is that there is a real concern that people who are sympathetic to the Republican Party may file a lawsuit on the very maps Republicans just passed if Evers were to sign it into law, knowing that eventually they would probably lose, but the goal could, keyword could be, to delay everything long enough where the courts and the Wisconsin Election Commission have no choice other than to say, while this goes through litigation, we have to move forward with the election process, and therefore we have to keep the current maps until this goes through litigation, which would mean the Republicans in the legislature would get one more kick at the can running on the current maps. That is a scenario. We don't know whether that's for sure going to happen. There's a good chance that it could. So Governor Evers has a difficult decision. Does he keep his word that he said publicly that he would sign the maps if Republicans passed them? Or does he take a political hit for himself, knowing that it could be the best thing in terms of fairer maps or having fair maps this election cycle? It's very complicated and very nuanced. And I understand that most people are going to be like, what? So we're trying to break it down and go through here. Let's go back up, Mr. Zommers, here earlier, catching up on the texts here. This is Wes from Middleton listening in on WMDX says, do these Republicans listen to themselves when they talk all the false outrage about fairness in this process after what they've been pulling for years, dismantling our democracy is so very rich. I hope it's an act because to actually feel that way would be absurd. Unquote. That is Wes from Middleton there. Also saying Wes continues, after pursuing the Evers maps through, I'm thrilled about retiring some of the current GOP incumbents. I wonder what Mark Line has planned for his retirement. Well, we'll see. They have not done the maps yet here. We have a person on this one, Mr. Zommers here.
This is Lynn from Oconomowoc.
Lynn from Oconomowoc says, Todd, BS. I just sent an email to Governor Evers, Republican reason, Republicans' acceptance of his least change maps. Don't sign it. When have the Republicans been fair on anything? Public school funding, elections, in the past they ran Republicans as Democrats, Sheriff Dave Clark and others. Tax breaks for the uber wealthy, don't trust Republicans, unquote. Well, like I say, I mean, I do not envy Governor Evers at all. And again, no one's asking me for advice. And I'm not even saying it's necessarily a mistake. It's just who he is. He's an honest guy. And so when people asked him, would you sign your own maps if the Republicans passed them? His first reaction was, I'll believe it when I see it. And then when asked point blank range, his quote was, why wouldn't I? So the governor has said on the record he would sign it. But now, because of the reasons we discussed, we shall see what he does politically. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Sharky checking in from beautiful Racine down in southeast Wisconsin on our stations down there. WRJN from Racine. Sharky, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Well, thank you for taking my call. I've been subject to, since 1978, 20 plus years of law enforcement, where literally I was an active, at times, a spy per se.
Sure.
And then another 22 years in the legal field with attorneys and doing the dirty work for the attorneys. So I've been around a while, and I always worry, okay? And with the, this is all speculation. But I'm hoping that our powers to be are regulating themselves so much to maintain security of discussions, be it in a ballpark or be it in a basement or be it in a Capitol building somewhere, because the technology is just amazing. Where, you know, back in the first time when the original maps came out.
Yeah.
They went on a remote location, right. And they built these things. So I've had many discussions with people, the good ones, our friends and our buddies out there. It says, please be careful. Be careful with your discussions, because these guys could be, is a very possibility. You know, there's these devices that are called the Stingray. There's also they're called dirt boxes. This technology was let loose by our government after 9/11.
So, Sharky, what's your main concern or your main point that you're trying to warn people about?
So we'll keep this thing square, keep it fair, but hopefully the other side's not doing the dirty and utilizing this equipment that basically is less than a search warrant.
Okay.
So if they're doing it and we're not, they got the upper hand. Mm-hmm. So we have to be very careful from a standpoint of information and protection of information.
All right. Thanks, Sharky. Always appreciate the call. Sharky and Racine, let's go across the pond to Jay in London. Jay calling in from London. Jay, what say you?
What say me? First of all, happy Valentine's Day to you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
That man sitting at the window, shaking his head.
What do you got for us?
I wanted to cook for you people, but we are far from each other, so what can I do?
I'm sorry. You know, no, we can't cook for us. I can't get a flight to London. I'm sorry. Maybe someday, but thank you.
Someday. Come see us.
Someday. All right. Someday. We'll try to get that on the agenda.
Please.
All right.
And make sure you bring Uncle Billy Crystal along.
All right. We'll do. Thank you, Jay. Appreciate you checking. Happy Valentine's Day over there. Stay safe. All right. Thank you so much. 844-967-2789. Let's go down to Stoughton. CJ in Stoughton. Thanks for calling. What say you, CJ?
Thanks for taking my call, Todd. I guess I'm, as far as the maps go, you know, part of the, I believe it was President Obama stated that elections have consequences. And the responsibility of the Republicans was to draw fair maps. I want to see if the governor will sign it. I hope he does. They look fairer.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I find it funny to listen, because Megan Wolf, and part of the issue is that it's like the spending right before during COVID. The spending for the government went out of control. The rules for elections didn't go through legislatures. And Megan Wolf wants to keep those same rules in place without going through the way it should be through the legislature. So if she's not going to enforce the laws as they stand, she should be removed.
Well, and I think it's a separate...
That's the same way with spending by the government, Todd. The Democrats want to keep the...
Well, let's just time out. We'll get a little off track here. It may surprise you, but I agree that the governor, if I were advising the governor, I would tell him to sign the maps. I also agree that elections have consequences. If I were in charge of the Democratic messaging on this, which I'm not, I would be taking a victory lap. I would say elections have consequences, and because Wisconsinites came to the polls April last year, elected Janet Protasiewicz, it forced the Republicans to the table and finally have passed fair maps. And this is a credit to the power of the voting ballot box in Wisconsin. And God bless Wisconsin voters Wisconsin voters did something that big money could never do. And that was force Republicans to vote for fair maps. So I would make Wisconsinites, the voters, the hero, and say, absolutely, Wisconsin, elections have consequences. And thank God Wisconsin voters put the force on Republicans to pass fair maps. We're going to sign these. We're going to have fair maps. And that politically puts the ball back in Republicans' court and conservatives. If they take those maps to trial and play political games and delay everything, then that makes Republicans look bad again. But I would call their bluff, I'd sign it, and declare victory, just like Nixon. Declare victory and pull out. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I agree with Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition and League of Women Voters and Wisconsin Democracy. And as Pat Kreitlow said, they're doing what they, I mean, we have fair maps. So I'd sign it. I get the conspiracy, not even conspiracy theory. I get what could happen. But why take that political hit? Take the win. Wisconsin voters are the one who forced Republicans to finally vote for fair maps. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines. Kathy in Cambridge. Kathy, thanks for holding. What's up?
I say Tallyvers, no, don't sign them. Republicans can't be trusted. They've went below the belt so many times. So that's probably what they're going to do, is put this back into judging. And again, with Megan Wolf, she just has administrative duties. She has no duties to change any election laws. And I don't know why you give CJ the time of day to spread fake news.
Well, we try to hold everyone accountable, not just one individual caller. But look, I'm not going to, as long as people are polite and not swearing or whatever, I'm inviting all points of view, but then we try to suss out the truth. You know, when people do call it.
I understand. You got to stay on the fence, but I don't.
No, you can say what you
want. Megan Wolf's done a great job in 2017, and that's why the Republicans want her off.
Great.
They're dirty. All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Yep, thanks. Appreciate the call, Kathy. Thanks so much. Really appreciate the call. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Scott from Madison, listening on WMDX, says that Governor Evers can sign them March 13th. Don't leave any wiggle space for the courts to stop them. Now, that's an interesting take from Scott in Madison. You don't really do a pocket veto, but you kind of just keep them and then sign them on March 13th, which is the deadline for the deadline for Wisconsin Election Commission for a printing of the new ballots. That's actually very insightful from Scott in Madison. Tony Evers just keeps them. You're at your desk 11:59 on March 12th. And at midnight on March 13th, you sign it into law. Not a bad idea at all. Now, there's somebody who's thinking. 844-967-2789. Bill, listening in Milwaukee. Bill, thanks for calling. We'll see you.
Thank you. I wanted to say that you're totally right. Let's do it. And it was thanks to the election. I thought it was kind of ripped, though, that Senator Wongard was the one complaining about how, well, it was the choices between heart disease and cancer and all that. As many of us know, they specifically drew the current law. Virtually the entire city of Racine got pushed into another district, but they kept carefully carved out a couple blocks where he lived so he could be in a Republican district.
Go ahead. You got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
And one other note. Isn't there a right-wing talk station in Madison? How come CJ calls you all the time? Or has he been banned over there?
It's Valentine's. We try to spread the love around. But, Bill, I'm old enough to remember when Van Wongard, in his first term, cut a backroom deal with my former boss in the Wisconsin Teachers Union to undermine Scott Walker in Act 10. But he don't like to talk about that. But I would swear under oath. I'll go back to court and to testify on that one. Van Wongard, that's the real Van Wongard. He ain't what he appears, let me tell you that. I was in the room. 844-967-2789, back after this.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX. La Crosse's home for Matt Nair
Wisconsin
on air.
Wisconsin voters, listen up for important information about a recent decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court has ruled that Wisconsin's current state legislative maps are unconstitutional. While Wisconsin is closely divided between Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, these Republican-drawn maps have allowed them to keep big majorities in the state legislature, even when more people voted for the other party. Republicans have used these rigged maps to stay in power and serve their special interest friends, while being unaccountable to Wisconsin voters, undermining progress on important issues that Wisconsin really cares about, like rising costs, gun violence, and abortion access. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that new maps be drawn to protect our freedoms and make sure our voices are heard. Visit abetterwisconsin.org/fairmaps to tell the Wisconsin Supreme Court thank you for standing up for fair maps. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tallaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock on this Valentine's Day, the 14th of February, 2024. Coming up in hour number two, our guru of love, life coach, and relationship specialist, Kira Sabin, will be here live in studio answering your phone calls on love, relationship, and chocolate. Give her a call in hour number two. Right now, I want to go to this story. Kind of a developing story. So, 3rd District Congressman, do-nothing Derek Van Orten from the 3rd District, western part of Wisconsin there, is in a Twitter spat of sorts with Mark Hertling, who is a retired soldier and works on national security and healthcare. Honorable discharge from Mark Hertling. And Derek Van Orten is hating on the retired soldier here on Ukraine. Derek Van Orten yesterday tweeted, quote, "Does Mark Hertling understand that Ukraine is not one of our NATO allies?" Unquote. Hertling responded, "Gee, Congressman Van Orten, please tell me more about who is and who isn't our ally or partner in Europe and the status of Ukraine." Unquote. This is very important. And Trigvi Olsen from the Lincoln Project and I have talked about this extensively. He was on yesterday instead of his normal Wednesday time slot. He's traveling. Remember, Trigvi has spent all kinds of time in Eastern Europe fighting Belarusians, fighting Russians banned from Russia by Putin himself, been to Eastern Europe with John McCain and others, Joe Biden as well. He understands this. And here's the thing, that Ukraine is, in fact, our ally, okay? And we cannot just leave them to die on the vine. And you say, well, why not? Well, perhaps Congressman Van Orten is not familiar. And I know a lot of people, you know, he doesn't like to say he listens, but I know that some of his people listen, they monitor us, because we're on all across his district, at Richland Center, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Amory, Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids. And, you know, some of those towns aren't necessarily right in the third, but the signal gets into the third. And so he's nervous, you understand, nervous about the truth while he buys his coffee at Citgo. And so here we're going to play this. This is former President Bill Clinton was on the news this week and explaining why, what made the Ukrainians vulnerable. This is very important. As our friend says, you have to know history. So here is the history from Bill Clinton himself on Ukraine.
Well, I knew that President Putin did not support the agreement President Yeltsin made never to interfere with Ukraine's territorial boundaries. An agreement he made because he wanted Ukraine to give up their nuclear weapons. They were afraid to give them up because they thought that's the only thing that protected them from an expansionist Russia. So he gave them up. Yeltsin's word was good. He kept his word, but he couldn't pass it through the Duma. So when it became convenient to him, President Putin broke it and first took Crimea. And I feel terrible about it because Ukraine is a very important country, and I feel a personal stake because I got them to agree to give up their nuclear weapons, and none of them believe that Russia would have pulled this stunt if Ukraine still had their weapons. So I think what Mr. Putin did was very wrong. And I believe the Europe and the United States should continue to support Ukraine. There may come a time when the Ukrainian government believes that they can think of a peace agreement they could live with, but I don't think the rest of us should cut and run on them.
Former President Bill Clinton this week on what went down, why we are part of why we are at where we are. Ukraine had nuclear weapons. Under the Clinton administration, through international diplomacy, the Ukrainians were convinced to give up their nuclear weapons with the assurance that although they weren't formally part of NATO, that the United States and our allies would be there to protect them from Russian aggression. Former President Boris Yeltsin of Russia agreed to that. But as Clinton said, they couldn't get it through the Duma, their basically legislature. And then you got the former KGB guy, Putin, in charge. And he is on the record of saying that he wants to restore the former Soviet Union, of which Ukraine was a part. So Putin ain't never going to give up, as we say back in Richland County. He's going to keep on keeping on until he not only has Ukraine, but Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, go right down the list. And of course, those countries that I just mentioned are a part of NATO. And an attack on one is an attack on all. That is part of the written alliance that the United States could, keyword could, be drug into. Now, Derek Van Orten is a former Navy SEAL. He likes to talk about this all the time. About a month ago or so, during an operation overseas in the Red Sea, a Navy SEAL fell overboard. It is literally part of the Navy SEAL code that you never allow your brothers or military sisters, well, another military person to go in without trying to save them. The other SEAL jumped in to save his Navy SEAL brother. They both tragically perished. They are American heroes. But the point is, one of the core codes of military conduct is honor and not leaving anyone behind. Derek Van Orten was taught that. Whether or not he believes it, I don't know. But he should know better than anyone that once you give someone your word, you don't go back on it. The United States gave Ukraine our word. You don't abandon someone. You don't abandon an ally when times are bad. You jump in and try to save them. That's keeping your word. And Derek Van Orten, if he remembers what he was taught by his Navy SEAL instructors, should know that. And while we're on the subject, isn't it interesting when John McCain, a Republican, and John Kerry, a Democrat, ran for the United States Senate, ran for president? Behind them, one Republican, one a Democrat, behind them were several people from their unit from which they served. When's the last time for people in the 3rd District of Wisconsin that Derek Van Orten was on a stage with a half a dozen guys that he served with in the Navy SEALs? I don't recall one. It tells you a lot when the people you served with are not willing to stand behind you and endorse you. It tells you more than I ever could. So remember that next time Derek Van Orten starts talking and bragging about being a Navy SEAL. Where are his fellow brethren? Where are the guys that he served with? That's all you need to know about do nothing, Derek Van Orten. Back on the other side with our friend Kira Saban, the guru of love, an hour two of the Todd Allball Show for Valentine's Day on the Civic Media Radio Network.
What lacrosse and Western Wisconsin is talking about, you're soaring with the Eagle. Eagle 1490 WLCX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Kripes cast, folks.
comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripescast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News,